Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All right, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for the 31st of July, 2024. Flyers Daily, as always, presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. Flyers will go into the month of August, probably the slowest month in the NHL. Not a whole heck of a lot happening. But towards the end of that calendar month, which begins tomorrow, we'll see players trickling in. A good amount of players here already and skating at the Flyers Training Center. But we'll see players at the end of the month trickling in to get ready for training camp and those captain skates as we get into September and closer to the Flyers training camp. Preseason opener just 53 days away. That'll be coming up on September 22nd at 3 p.m. in Washington against the Caps. And then the Flyers regular season opener will be at 10 p.m. on October 11th, 72 days from now. So we're ticking away the days. We're getting closer. All seems like all the business of relative importance is done for this offseason as everybody kind of enjoys the calm before the storm of yet another season. And it's a long season. Hopefully it's longer than last year. Hopefully it's longer than just the 82-game regular season, the preseason. Hopefully it extends into the playoffs. Will it? Well, that remains to be seen. A lot of question marks going into this year, once again, that need to be answered in positive fashion. A lot were answered last year very positively. But can that continue and go to the next step is going to be a big part of that. And obviously a big part of that is going to be Travis Konecny, who has 1 year remaining on his bridge deal, I guess is the way you would term it, that he signed heading into the 1920 season. Remember, he wasn't at training camp. He and Ivan Provorov weren't at training camp when it first began in Alain Vigneault's first year. This is all pre-pandemic. But a couple of days in, Travis Konecny got a contract done. He got it signed. It was a bridge deal for 6 years, paying him an average annual value of $5.5 million. His real money this season coming $7 million. Then it'll jump up with his new contract and that eight-year, 8.75 AAV deal, which will kick in the following season. So Travis Konecny, heading into the final year of that bridge deal, has the new contract, and he is our guest on this episode of Flyers Daily. I had a chance to catch up with TK post-signing the contract, and here is that conversation. It is a special edition of Flyers Daily as we count down the days to another season. Off the ice, though, a lot of business took place last week. We saw the introductory press conference of Matvei Michkov, and the Flyers extend forward Travis Konecny, 8 times 8.75, and Travis joins us now. TK, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Doing good, yeah. Thank you very much.
What does it mean to get this done? And you don't have to worry about a negotiation, where you're going to be, any of those thoughts kind of creeping into your summer and into your season.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the reasons I wanted to get this done with was, you know, just I think where our team's at right now and knowing that I wanted to stay here, I thought the best thing for me was just, you know, get it out of the way, get it off my mind heading into next year so we can just focus on all the right things and the steps we need to move forward as a group. And, yeah, I mean, I've said it all along, easy decision. I love Philly, and it was a no-brainer for me to want to be here for as long as possible.
TK, when you signed that bridge deal that's going to expire after this season, it actually bled into training camp a little bit. You have an agent that is an aggressive agent and will drive hard. How would you kind of characterize these negotiations with Danny Briere and the Flyers pending UFA status after this season?
Yeah, it was – I mean, that was kind of I think from my standpoint, it was I wanted it dealt with as soon as possible. So, you know, whether it was training heading into the season or camp, I didn't have to worry about anything. But the things that are the most important and you know, it's just the group and us moving forward together. So I kind of was pushing to make sure it was dealt with, and I didn't want to have to go into, you know, next season and towards the deadline next year worrying about it.
TK, I'm going to show you a picture right now, and this picture is from way back in October of 2016. It's you and I sitting down post-game after your first NHL goal. What's the difference between that Travis Konecny that you see there and the Travis Konecny that just signed an eight-year deal?
Oh, gosh. Maybe facial hair. I mean,
you couldn't grow it back then, could you?
I had nothing. No. I think that, I mean, I've tried, and I know that there's obviously ups and downs in any, you know, professional sports, but I've tried to make sure my consistency has been, you know, at the forefront of my mind, and whether that's stats, whether that's just, you know, the stuff that goes unseen, but it's good for the team, and, you know, 200-foot game, and trying to be a leader and step up that a little bit. I think that's probably the difference. Back then it was, you know, few and far between when I got to enjoy those goals, and those were big days for me.
Well, do you know in your first eight games you did have 7 points?
I know, but if you go look back at them, they're pretty lucky points.
Do you remember that first goal? Do you know who it was against?
Yeah, I think it was against Buffalo. And,
correct.
I think, I want to say Provy was the one who shot it and I deflected it.
Yeah. All the way back in 2016, that was the 25th of October. Pretty crazy. I've watched you over your career. You come in as a 19-year-old. You don't spend any time in the AHL. You jumped right from junior to the NHL. And I've seen this maturity of your game, which you kind of just alluded to. But what I've also seen, TK, is the maturity of man and of a person. And to now see you as a family man, you're married, you have kids, animals, and those things are really important to you. And the importance of those things when it comes to signing a long-term deal somewhere, everybody's got to be on board with that. How instrumental was your wife throughout this process?
Yeah, I mean, it was something that, you know, kind of creeped into conversation maybe a year ago, knowing that it was going to come up. And, you know, and it's difficult, you know, for anybody, you know, the Euros coming overseas and playing, and then, you know, a lot of people from different parts of the country moving to different places to play, and you're away from your family and stuff. So it was a big decision, and I think it speaks high volumes to how we're treated in Philly. The schooling for kids, the neighborhoods we get to live in, the organization, like literally top to bottom, it was a no-brainer for us to want to be there. And, you know, and I just think that there's so many people out there that don't know what Philly and the organization has to offer. And, you know, it's a great place to play.
It's so easy, TK, as humans, for us to always go, well, the grass is probably greener somewhere else, right? But you've been here. You know those elements now. And those things, I talk about this quite a bit. You know, sometimes people and fans look at pro athletes as, oh, they make all this money. They have no problems in the world. They play a sport. But you guys are human just like anyone else. And those and family considerations and all of those things matter quite a bit. You know, when you look at it, and you look at that stability that you'll have, you'll now become a bit of a messenger around the league for what it is like to play here from a travel standpoint, a living standpoint, and all of those things to get the word out to entice others to come.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, and you skate with guys in the summer. You have guys that get traded, and you get, you know, the feel and the vibe of what it's like out there and in other locations. And 10 times out of 10, you know, it doesn't matter who I'm talking to. I just look and compare, and it's just unmatched, you know, like the way that we're treated from the top of ownership all the way down. Like they want us to be happy there. And, you know, it's felt with the families and, you know, the kids. It's a great place to play. And I mean, the other thing that made it super easy for me was the relationships I built with teammates and staff members and mm-hmm. I mean, everyone. It feels right to be in Philly. And, you know, our goal is to win a Stanley Cup, and it wouldn't feel the same anywhere else.
And I know you mentioned that in your availability as well. TK, you also, when Claude Giroux was traded, you really kind of stepped into that void that was then that kind of happened by his departure into more of a leadership and a vocal leader for this team. Leadership's got different faces and different ways of doing it, a lot of variants to leadership. What's your approach to it?
I think as I'm, you know, getting older, and I've been around a lot of these guys now for quite some time. So slowly I'm feeling a little more comfortable to, you know, take the reins on some team events or speak up a little bit in the group chat, yeah, whatever it may be. That comes with time. But I think for me, it's more, I just try to give 110% during the games And then I keep it as light as possible in the locker room, whether it's in between periods or during practice or whatever it may be, just to take the edge off sometimes for guys. And that's kind of how I like to do it.
Sometimes just a chirp of an opposition player from the bench can cut tension. And I from some mic'd ups, I can see that you're well versed in that regard.
I've tried to slow down on that stuff. I more or less just chirp myself now.
Wait, was it kind of taking you out of your game at times?
A little bit, but honestly, the more I've played and grown and learned, I just like there's so many good people in this game, and you know, all the chirping that goes on and stuff. Like, you take the gear off and you're all just the same, just guys that want to hang out and have a couple of beers and talk about the game. And you know, I just realized I don't want to ruin relationships when I end up going to All-Star games and stuff like that. I just want to enjoy myself and go out there and focus on my own game and not worry about anything else.
Well, you've gone to two of those and hopefully some more as well. TK, what's the moment like? What's the conversation like with mom and dad when you sign a deal like this? I imagine, you know, they put so much into this. It takes a village to develop a hockey player and give all that it takes, because there's a lot of commitment to it, not only for the player but the family. What was that moment like with your parents?
Yeah, it was pretty cool for my whole family to just, you know, relax and enjoy, and you know, and it's just not really about the money or anything like that. It's just a congratulations on all the hard work, and you know, and enjoy yourself today, and then you know, back to work. And kind of that's how it was gone about. And I had actually a nice call from my brother, who's, you know, been a huge fan of mine too, and he's been a big part of my journey. So yeah, really cool. And in an extended family too that's out here in Calgary now too, they all enjoyed it. So it's definitely an awesome experience. And you know, and every single person I've talked to couldn't be more happy that I'm staying right in Philly. So
I imagine one of those guys is a guy that kind of tried to break it in Travis Sanheim.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
is he fancying himself now as like an insider, an NHL insider?
So we've always joked around, because he'll break trades, and if I was to be traded, he'd tell me before it got leaked. Like he's on his phone more than anybody you'll know on important
sources
days.
Are telling me.
Oh yeah, he loves that kind of stuff. So it was a funny opportunity for him to you know, maybe start a post career you know, Twitter job.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is his name was out there last year. I wonder how he handled that.
Yeah. Well, he would have known about it the day it happened. So
how's training been going for the season? Are you getting ready for the rope and the skating test with Torts?
Oh yeah. I honestly don't even, for me, I don't even think about it, because I just know what Torts is looking for now. And you know, as long as you're working hard, he doesn't care about your time. You just got to give your 100% effort and make sure you get through the skate.
Just absolutely spill it and move on.
Yeah,
from
just
there.
Let it all go. And you know, if your test isn't as great as whatever the year before, as long as you're trying hard and you're doing your best, well, that's all he's asking for.
TK, you learn from those tests though too, not to go too hard too early, because you empty the tank and you're dead, you're done.
Yeah, but honestly, I feel like that's what he's looking for. I think as long as you do empty the tank, and you know, he'd rather you crawling across the final line than skating across. You know what I mean? Like that's the way Torts looks at it. So, I mean, for guys coming in this year, if they're listening to this, I would say don't stress about it. Just make sure you're ready to work.
Yeah, don't get all caught up and get anxiety about it here in late July. Well, nope. You got about a month and change till camp starts. TK, I'm so happy for you. You and your family, you got this commitment, and Philadelphia's lucky to have you, and the commitment that you've made to the city and to the organization. Enjoy the rest of the summer. I know nothing's going to change for you. Money's not going to change you. You're still going to fish and kind of chill.
Yeah.
Maybe a new rod and reel, a nice pen reel with the new dough?
Yeah, maybe. I've been more on the golf train, so we'll see. Maybe I can get my handicap down a little more.
All right. Well, maybe a new set of sticks will help that.
Yeah, maybe.
Travis, thanks for doing this. Be well, man, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Cheers. Thank you.
All right. There he is. That is Travis Konecny, fresh off signing that new 8-year extension, which will kick in next year for the Flyers right winger. We'll see how this contract plays out for the team. I know timeline has been brought up quite a bit. Does he fit the timeline? Some say he fits the timeline. Some say he don't. Some say should have traded him while his value was peak and gotten a haul. He is here. He wants to be here. And seeing the evolution of Travis Konecny, the hockey player, has been pretty profound. And seeing the evolution of Travis Konecny, the citizen, off the ice, has been equally as, if not more, profound over the years since he made that debut back in 2016, talking about that first goal that he scored in the NHL against Buffalo. So thanks to TK for joining us. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back Friday. It'll be a brand new Flyers Daily.